you daily for... Hey, look. It's not Monday. It's a good feeling. 17th January 2017. This is all Geek Without the Week. Good morning and hello. What's going down with your bad self? We're the fine folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those places. Hey, look. Sitting across from me, the guy that has learned a thing or two in life. That's Saucy.
You see, my big mistake is I listen to you.
I don't see where that's a problem. No, you didn't. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Place your trust in me, and I promise you all things will be possible.
All things. What happened to you?
1882, Leroy B. Furman receives the first patent for a telephone switchboard.
Also in 1882, Thomas Edison's patent, 2,302, Thomas Edison's got a patent for the carbon microphone for a telephone.
1938, Howard Aiken submits his formal proposal for the construction of an automatic calculating machine.
1949, The Goldbergs, the first sitcom on American television, premieres. I can't believe the show has that longevity.
1984, the 30-second version of the groundbreaking Apple commercial. 1984 is included among theatrical previews in movie theaters across the country.
It's a really good commercial. Also in 84, the case of Sony of America versus Universal City Studios, the Betamax case, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that using a VCR to record television programs is not an infringement of copyright law, as long as you don't sell them.
1996, Jeffrey Marcy and R. Paul Butler announced the discovery of two new planets through the use of their computer analysis.
1998, a little small news aggregator called the Drudge Report gets some prominence when it publishes the first report on what would become known as the Lewinsky scandal. Dun dun dun.
2001, the U.S. Surgeon General's office released a report entitled Youth and Violence, a report of the Surgeon General.
Turns out that video games don't make you crazy. Being crazy does. 2007, Jeffrey Brett Gooden becomes the first person convicted under the U.S. Can-Spam Act. He's charged with wire fraud, unauthorized use of credit cards, misuse of the AOL trademark, and attempted witness harassment for a phishing scheme.
2007, the doomsday clock is set to 5 minutes to midnight in response to North Korea's nuclear testing.
Damn you! 2008, Stamagan announces that its scientists have created the first mature cloned human embryos from single skin cells taken from adults. They can copy anyone. Birthdays?
Zooey Deschanel is 37. The New Guy, Hitchhiker's Guide, Tin Man, Yes Man, 500 Days of Summer, New Girl.
Yeah, she's a lot of new stuff. Freddy Rodriguez is 42. That's Marco on Scrubs. He was in Grindhouse, Planet Terror, and Benny on Bull.
Naveen Andrews is 47. Rollerball Remake, Lost, Grindhouse, and Planet Terror. Also, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland.
Jim Carrey is 55 from Duck Factory, Once Bitten, In Living Color, Ace Ventura, The Mask, and Kick-Ass 2.
Also, Yes Man. Steve Harvey is 59. Showtime at the Apollo, The Original Kings of Comedy, and Family Feud.
James Earl Jones is 86 from Dr. Strangelove, Darth Vader in Star Wars, Soul Man, Coming to America, and The Lion King.
No longer with us this day, 1574, Robert Flood, a prominent English Paracelsian physician with both scientific and occult interests.
The first Doctor Strange. I like it. 1706, Benjamin Franklin, American publisher, inventor, and politician.
1867, Carl Lemmel, co-founded Universal Studios.
1899, Al Capone, American mob boss, had a lovely dinner with Billabub Battings, didn't go get a shot of penicillin.
1921, Herbert Ellis, most every Jack Webb TV series.
Yep, he's one of those guys. If you're watching something with Jack Webb in it, he's right there. 1927, Eartha Kitt, Catwoman in season 3 of Batman 66, The Pink Chiquitas, Harriet the Spy, and The Emperor's New Groove.
1932, Cherie North, The Shootist, Rabbit Test, and Manic Cop.
1933, Sherry Lewis, puppeteer, the original Lamb Chop, co-wrote the original series Star Trek episode of The Lights of Zitar.
1942, Muhammad Ali, famous boxer, poet, and
he had a cartoon. 1949, Andy Kaufman from Taxi, Heartbeats, had a feud with the King, Jerry Lawler, and is probably still alive somewhere and listening to this very own podcast.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of The Middle, American Housewives, Fresh Off the Boat, and The Real O'Neals.
Over on CBS, it's new NCIS Bull with that guy and NCIS New Orleans.
On NBC, new episode of The Wall and This Is Us.
On Fox tonight, Zooey Deschanel, Birthday Girls, and The New Girl. The Mick is on, followed by Bones.
On the CW, the finale of No Tomorrow.
Over on Freeform, they're showing Bruce Almighty, Jim Carrey film, Birthday Guy. Doesn't suck.
new intervention on A&E.
AMC showing The Shawshank Redemption. It must be on at least once a week. It's a law.
Monsters Inside of Me, Brain Invaders on Animal Planet.
Comedy Central, it's a Tosh.0 marathon.
Moonshiners, new episode on Discovery.
FX will be showing Gone Girl, followed by a new episode of Taboo.
Summer School on Encore.
I like that movie. FXX, The Simpsons, it's The Simpsons in Italy, Mo the Poet, The Simpsons in Paris.
By the Sea on HBO.
MTV, it's a new Teen Wolf and a new Sweet Vicious, which technically could also be considered Teen Wolf.
Forged in Fire, new episode on History.
Sundance with King Arthur. Wanted to like that version.
On ID, new episode is OJ Innocent, The Missing Evidence.
Apparently he is. Sci-Fi Channel, The Core, the center of the Earth stops spinning. Hilary Swank's going to fix it, along with Harvey Dent.
Jeanette on National Geographic, new episode of Lawless Oceans.
TNT will be showing Gravity.
Tonight on Showtime, The Affair.
On USA, it's a new WWE SmackDown, followed by Shooter. But this fine evening, we're watching the Chiller Network, because after inheriting his family's farm, a teen uncovers that horrifying truth about his murderous father. Tonight, Jesse James and Bill Moseley star in Dead Souls.
No blasted lettuce today!
Well, no. Everyone was waiting with bated breath to see if Saucy was coming back for this particular episode, and now that you know he's back, you can drop a missive explaining your excitement, your elation, and your joy. And you can do that by sending it to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Look at there. People are elated and excited and joyous all about you. How do you feel?
Yeah. I'm tired, man.
Do you find yourself nodding off at the wheel while driving to work because you stay up too late watching scary movies at night? Is the coffee not doing it for you? Well, Pseudopod has a solution.
Never sleep again.
That's right. Every week we podcast the absolute best in short horror fiction, professionally written and expertly narrated, guaranteed to weird you out and disturb the hell out of you while you drive to work. Is that even safe? Who cares? Check us out on the iTunes podcast directory. Click on Arts and then Literature. Or download directly from pseudopod.org. That's PSEUDOPOD.org. It's totally free to download. We pay our authors strictly through the donations of our listeners. But be warned, Pseudopod is absolutely inappropriate for children or anyone else whose innocence may be corrupted by stories this warped and twisted. We bring you intelligent, well-written stories. We just don't hold anything back when it comes to disturbing material.
Will this be fun?
Trust us. Pseudopod, the sound of horror.
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to it. Not Monday edition. It's time to relive a little Clerks action, don't you think? I think. Buy a movie, why don't you, damn it?
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you certainly do. With today's today, what can you get? What's out?
The Girl on the Train.
You know, everyone was talking about it. You know,
oh, yeah?
Oh, it was huge. It was a huge. It was based on a book. The book was very well done. And then first couple weeks out, number one, people were talking about it. It was crazy stuff. They were not talking about Keeping Up with the Joneses. Nobody was talking about that movie.
No.
No one at all.
Ouija 2, Origin of Evil.
Well, thank God they did that. Death Race 2050. Roger Corman has produced another sequel to his Death Race. Really, it's going to be fun no matter what you do.
Train to Boston.
With the Girl on the Train to Boston. Rizzoli and Isles, the final season.
The Hollow Point.
12 Monkeys, season 2.
When Elephants Were Young.
They were young elephants. But if we're getting anything today, it's going to be the story of a hapless filmmaker who documents a weird, violent, and surreal torments of an extraterrestrial painted entertainer. Tonight, Jordan Baker and Brian Joseph Gillespie star in Space Clown.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. We had a Green Lantern movie, and it just wasn't that good. And I'm sorry, but Ryan Reynolds is no Hal Jordan, and that movie was always a Green Lantern movie. But now what we have is word that David Goyer and Justin Rhodes have been brought in to write the script for a Green Lantern Corps movie, which will be Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart both in it. Now, as you might know, the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern movie was supposed to start the connected DC universe, but Nobody wants to admit that happened. This time out, you're going to have the buddy cops sort of story, which is Jon Stewart learning the core and his way through, you know, establishing this huge intergalactic cop stuff. Will it work? Who knows? Are they still going to connect it to the DC current universe? Well, they have to. They're connecting every damn thing else. Why not?
Since the 1950s, when Clive M. McKay did a study on old rats and young rats and the effects of switching out blood, young blood for old blood in a blood plasma, it's been a big thing. It's come back into light. Apparently, people are paying over $10,000 to get some blood from a 16 to 25-year-old person.
Okay.
Now, they're not paying the person that much.
Well, no, they're not the ones with the blood.
Of course.
Yeah.
I bet they're buying it from those plasma donation clinics.
Yep.
Where the people giving it are only getting like 20, 30 bucks.
Sounds about right. That's the way you do it. It's still better than the Elizabeth Bathory model.
Lames.
The Federal Trade Commission managed to nab a pair of notorious robocallers who've been violating the Do Not Call registry for at least 5 years. The first of the two operations goes back to 2012, if not earlier. They've been data guru, tailbone security, prime marketing, all kinds of crazy people. The second ones have been making illegal robocalls for nearly a decade themselves. They've been calling and calling and calling so many people on the Do Not Call register, and it's taken this long for it to happen, but they found them. Seven of the defendants in the case have agreed to settlements that include a $9.9 million monetary judgment. Will you or I see any of that money? Probably not. That's just not the kind of thing that's going to happen. It took a special in robocalls strike force from the FCC to catch these guys. The guy who heads it is leaving the FCC soon, so get ready. You're about to get a ton more phone calls.
Jughead will not be asexual on the CW's upcoming Riverdale, a gritty reboot of Archie Comics. Cole Sprouse, who portrays the legendary Archie character, said he fought for the character to be asexual as he is in the Jughead comic series. But I guess they didn't go for it.
No, you can't have a character, not have romantic entanglements, I suppose.
I guess.
That's kind of sad. It was an interesting aspect.
CW.
You'd think if anyone was going to take a chance with it, you know, the CW would be the ones that would go that route.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, think about it. They've got Vampire Diaries. They have...
an interconnected superhero universe.
All of those other shows. All of the other ones.
Okay. I was just thinking with as much love and nods to comic books as they did, they would do that. Because Jughead, apparently all these years, has always been asexual, but they just didn't have that term back then. That's why he was called a woman hater. No, the man just loved burgers. But I guess now he loves women just as much. Mm-hmm. The series finale of Sherlock was leaked online following a cyber attack by hackers, according to Russia's Channel 1. A Russian-language version of the 90-minute episode appeared online on Saturday, a day before the program's planned Sunday night broadcast. Channel 1, who holds the rights to air Sherlock in Russia, said they were working with the show's producer and distributor to find the source of the breach. I don't know if this is related or not, but apparently, the Sherlock ratings are down a little bit. Could it be from all this Russian hacking and leaking online? I don't know, but if we've learned anything, Russian hacking leads to very bad things. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works Nice Days 3.0 license. You can check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Go get the app. It's a good thing. And drop a note, won't you please? Send some well wishes the way of this poor, hurting individual. Drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Sing, dance, do the instant jig, and we will see you when we do.
Scat. Skedaddle. Adios. Out of a dead sheet. Ciao. Aloha. Bucko.
Your game is now closed.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, suckers.
Listen, ladies, it's been real and it's been fun.
But has it been real fun?
Mm-mm. Nope.
A renowned nuclear physicist who, through a terrible accident, was gifted with extraordinary powers, capable of bending matter to his will. Today, The world knows him as Dr. Manhattan. Welcome. Ms. Black, you have the first question.
Dr. Manhattan, as you know, the Doomsday Clock is a symbolic clock face analogizing humankind's proximity to extinction, midnight representing the threat of nuclear war. As of now, it stands at 4 minutes to midnight. Do you agree that we're that close to annihilation?
My father was a watchmaker. He abandoned it when Einstein discovered that time is relative. I would only agree that a symbolic clock is as nourishing to the intellect as a photograph of oxygen to a drowning man.